at least slotted in?
Well, I see him, first of all, with Mike. I think he gives us some speed and skill. He's been able to finish in the past. You know, right now we've got him on the right side, and he'll go in there, and we'll see how the game goes.
What do you expect him to bring
to the table? Okay, want me to repeat that? Okay, so right now I see Mike Santarelli with speed and skill, and he can finish. Anything else you want me to add to that? That's what he brings. You know. So we'll give him an opportunity and see how that goes.
And Buff, we see him in the forwards whites, assuming that he'll be in the wing spot where you have him at the end of the game?
Yeah, well, what we with Buff, you know, right now we've got 9 defensemen, and we've been trying to find some consistency with our top 2 lines in finishing and offense, and he can do those things, so that's an option that we have. Is he going to stay there the whole game? That'll be determined by a lot of different things, but, you know, he played the third period in Long Island there and finished up pretty good. I thought he played pretty well. He's a hard guy to control. He can do some things, and he's one guy that can go from playing defense and playing forward and really not miss a beat. So he gives us a guy on the right side, maybe that we create a little more offense and create offense with 2 lines. We've been stuck a little bit on the offensive side of things with our top 2 lines, so we're trying to get that unclogged a bit.
The element of his game where he parks his backside in front of the goalie, was that like riding a bike for him when you slotted him in against the Islanders and what you'd probably like to see tonight?
Well, he's a hard guy to move. He's a hard guy to move in front of the net. He's a big man, you know, that he makes the goalie work, that's for certain. Those are areas we'd like him to occupy, but he's equally as good in the corner. When he has the puck, he protects it well, and he's a hard guy to control in the corner, so he can do some things. I mean, he's got a fairly high skill level as well, so he can give us some dimensions in different areas. We don't want him to solely do all the corner work, but that's an area where he's strong, you know, and with Little and Ladd, who probably he'll play with, would be guys that can work around him.
The last 2 games leading up to the trade deadline, Claude, did you sense that the results were in any way a byproduct of the club perhaps being distracted by the impending trade deadline?
I don't believe so. I don't think that really impacted our team. I think that there was a lot of noise in the league in other areas, really not a lot in our area. So for us, I don't think it really impacted a lot. I mean, I don't think the results had really anything to do with the trade deadline. I just think that we just didn't play that well. We're having a little trouble creating offense. But on the other side of that is our checking game isn't that great because guys are pressing. So their guys are pressing and trying to get stuff done. And we need to get back to just playing a steady defensive game.
Why are guys pressing?
Have you looked at our stats lately?
The white knuckle ride?
It's some guys haven't scored in a fair amount of time, so that leads to a lot of different things. I mean, you know, it leads to trying to help your team win, and you think that that's what you have to do, and so that's just a natural thing. Athletes want to have success, and they want to, you know, on our team, we've got a lot of offense from, you know, 5 or 6 guys maybe, you know, so those guys feel responsible for a lot of stuff and they take a lot of the burden, and it doesn't come from me, that's just part of being an athlete.
You haven't seen this team in 2 months. They made a couple moves, obviously injuries, PK Subban wasn't in the lineup. What do you expect from the Habs tonight?
Well, they've got a good team, you know, they got a team that plays with speed and they've got a fair bit of skill, and we haven't seen Subban, but he's had a tremendous season so far this year. So they're strong, and Nets are strong in a lot of places. I think they've improved themselves with some of the moves that they've made. So, you know, they can come at you pretty well. So it'll be all we can handle. We're going to have our A checking game. There's no doubt about that.
What's your evaluation of how your team has handled the mental challenge of the last couple of weeks? You've got, you know, people breathing down your neck. You've got Washington making moves at the deadline. You're starting to play well. What's your sense of how your group has handled that?
Well, my sense is that it's not only the losses, it's not so much the pressure of, that certainly has something to do with it. I would say, you know, I'm not going to give you a rating on how we've done, but I mean, obviously the result hasn't been there, so that's added to the pressures and the frustration, and that's something that we have to overcome, but that's what we're trying to do. That's the growth in your team. You know, when you play in the playoffs under a lot of pressure and you play a long time in the playoffs, that's an experience that we don't have. So that's something that we're trying to work through and we're trying to battle through, you know. So we haven't handled it as well as we had hoped, let's put it that way. But, you know, for us, it's adversity. That's what you deal with. Adversity makes you stronger, and we're dealing with that stuff.
What have you been getting on Aaron Gagnon's play of late?
Well, Aaron Gagnon was player of the month in the American League. He's played real well. I'm told he's played with more quickness than he had last year when he came up. I really liked him. He was good in a lot of areas, really dependable player, two-way guy, and plays with speed. So, you know, right now we'll see where he's going to slot himself in. We're going to put him in at center, but he's a guy that can certainly move up because he's a dependable player. And I liked him last year. I thought he played real well. He had a little struggle this year in the American League, his first, 40, 50 games pretty much, but he's played real well of late.
Clint, I'm sorry if you've addressed this already, but just the signing of Jacob Trouba, is that someone that you anticipate?
Jacob Trouba right now is not even here. So let's just leave it at that. I'm not dealing with Jacob Trouba right now. He's not even here right now. So there's, you know, it's a guy that finished playing in college. We have enough things right now to deal with without putting Jacob into this situation, and we'll evaluate that at due time. It won't be tonight, that's for sure.
Thank you.